This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big, big broadcast yet again today. IMF cuts world growth forecast for the third time. We're going to get into the divide and conquer going on and the race baiting here in the United States. We've got two big guests coming on as well today. Obama eyes audacious use, that's his words, of executive power in final year. It's all coming up. But first, who will lead the UN to world domination?
The race to be the Secretary General of the United Nations is clandestinely underway. The second term of current Secretary General, former South Korean Foreign Minister Ban Ki-moon, comes to an end on December 31st, 2016. Today's United Nations has mutated from its supposed noble peacekeeping 1945 birth under FDR's United Nations Charter.
And I am confident that the Congress and the American people will accept the results of this conference as the beginnings of a permanent structure of peace.
Into a new world order antagonizing behemoth, waiting in the wings to crush the sovereignty of nations across the globe. So who will lead the criminally immune New World Order's IMF-backed intergovernmental planetary organization, emboldened by the rollout of the Department of Justice's handover of local police to the United Nations Global Police Stasi convolution via the Strong Cities Network, or the final word afforded it by Obama's unconstitutional Trans-Pacific Partnership, where, for example, scenarios such as these will begin to be played out, as The Atlantic reported a Vietnamese company that owns 15 restaurants in San Francisco files a lawsuit saying that the pay increase violates the investor protection provisions of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement recently approved by Congress. The lawsuit is not in a federal or state court, but instead will be heard by three private arbitrators. The United States government is the sole defendant. Who will drop the United Nations green agenda-fueled hammer continuing Obama's war on coal? Who will be the one to ramp up the initiatives of Agenda 21? Who will be the face of the New World Order's final rollout as the curtain is finally lifted? Quite possibly one of the usual New World Order dupes.
Of a New World Order.
Barack Obama, Tony Blair, Angela Merkel, or Bill Clinton? Rumors of Barack Obama's interest have already created rumblings abroad. The Kuwaiti daily Al Jazeera report that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has heard the rumor and is recruiting the Persian Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain, new allies in fear of Iran, to cut the president off at the pass. The Jerusalem Post reports that its sources close to Mr. Netanyahu do not deny the speculation that the prime minister aims to torpedo the Obama project. These friends say Mr. Netanyahu thinks Mr. Obama's presidency has been characterized by moving closer to the Muslim Brotherhood, toppling the regime of Hosni Mubarak, and by attempts to ally himself with political Islam. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who stepped down last year as a UN representative to the Middle East Quartet of Special Mediators from the U.S., EU, and Russia, is now on the United Nations list of candidates, along with former United States President Bill Clinton, who has been drooling over the United Nations Secretary General position for well over 10 years. The latest candidate to long for greener totalitarian pastures is German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Under heavy fire for the glaring rape of Germany by hordes of protected jihadist refugees, Merkel now says that she does not want to complete her full term as German Chancellor and is planning to resign before elections due in 2017. The German leader is aiming to become the first Chancellor to leave of her own accord since 1949 and is interested in a new role as United Nations Secretary General or President of the EU, Spiegel magazine reported. the global banker stooge the United Nations General Assembly installs will join the ranks of past UN Secretary Generals, including Nazi war criminal Kurt Waldheim and Egypt's Boutros Boutros-Ghali, the man responsible for supplying weapons for the 1994 Rwanda genocide. As the clock ticks nearer to midnight, John Baum for InfoWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming up in the second hour today, former member of the Central Intelligence Agency, operator in war zones, you name it, not just an analyst, Robert David Steele will be joining us to break down the state of the world, the election. He thinks there's evidence of false flag connections to some of these latest jihad attacks. We have Dr. Edward Group joining us because so many friends, family, neighbors have asked me, why is there such a crisis in fertility? And we have a lot of research on that, but there's also known compounds naturally occurring and deficiencies in things that have handled, even with all the chemical bombardment we're under, have been shown to be able to boost fertility. So we're going to talk about fertility in the third hour. In the fourth hour, Anthony Gucciardi will have Dr. Group back in to cover a bunch of other subjects and news and take your phone calls. Leanne McAdoo, has a report on the situation up in Michigan with the tainted water that's now been turned into another race-baiting issue by the Democrats. Regular suspects, Hillary Clinton and Michael Moore, Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jackson, and others. And then we will also have Jakari Jackson pop in. I was already planning to cover this, but he's done a lot of research into it. It's now come out in documents, what we already knew, that Gaddafi was taken out because he was creating a pan-African currency not controlled by the globalists and was giving almost all the oil money actually directly to his people. I'm not for socialism because it creates dependency, but he was taking the state money and giving it directly to the people for education, for building projects, and for real infrastructure, and was actually a stabilizing force in Africa, so he was taken out. Same reason the South African apartheid was taken out. Now, it was an evil, but it was replaced because the globalists came in and took it over, and they admit in mainline metrics, South Africa is three times worse, poverty, crime-wise, than it was just 20 years ago. They are just enslaving everybody. Now, the public's so ignorant, they didn't even know that it was different African tribes fighting each other, and the ANC and the Zulus, and then you got the Dutch against the British. I mean, they just literally tune into different Hollywood movies about South Africa and have no idea how that even ran or worked. No idea. Absolutely zero. And now it is hell on earth. Because you better watch out what you're getting rid of and what you're asking for historically. So we're going to look at the takedown of Africa in a big, big, big way. And the globalists want to do that here as well. They want to control us and make us all poor so they can dictate control over us as well. Now, let's just look at the facts here. Before I get to all these huge pieces of world news, economic news, Donald Trump news, massive radical Islamic invasion news, the raping, the attacking, the bizarre behavior, more attacks in the U.S., more attacks in Canada, more attacks in Europe. The answer by Twitter, Facebook, and governments is to ban just any criticism of the open borders. It is simply amazing. But there are a lot of stories that, if you understand them, open up the wider world. They're what I call Rosetta Stones, or through the looking glass. And one of those is this situation that we followed the last few weeks up in Michigan, where the old industrial cities, because of NAFTA and GATT predominantly, that's over 90% of the reason, all economists agree, I mean, it's not debatable. There's a massive flight out of Michigan the last 30 years to the south and to the west, and that's what's going on right now. People are demographically moving where there's lower taxes, where it's warmer, and where the jobs have gone. And they're also starting to leave the West to a great extent and come towards the center of the country. So that's demographically happening. It has nothing to do with racism. As Hillary, Michael Moore, Jesse Jackson, Sharpton, all of them are running around saying that the water system is breaking down and the water system is screwed up because the town of Flint, Michigan and surrounding area is 60% black. Let's expand on that. Because that is such a whopper of a statement. In the last 20 years, there's been a globalist movement, not just here but all over the world, where foreign multinationals come in. They get the federal governments of the nations to pass laws, and then once laws have been passed, and once laws have been put into place, upping the, quote, water quality rules, that all these chemicals have to be added, that all these new processes have to be added, then that bankrupts the old county and city water districts, and the multinationals come in and say, we'll add the new systems in, and then we will basically monitor and run and own the systems from that point out. And then they do the same thing all over the world. This has been well adjudicated, well reported on. It's come out in court. They then control the lobbying process at the state and federal level, come back in and change regulations again, and then let the big, complex, expensive systems basically break down. and then give people basically the worse water than they had before. An example of this is Austin, Texas, where hundreds of millions of dollars a year is spent messing with our water. We have the Edwards Aquifer we sit on, some of the best water in the world. We have all these other big reservoirs. It's got to be lightly treated, and folks, they don't do that. They jack with it big time because it's a giant scam, not just for the chemical companies that are getting money, over $1 million a year just to fluoridate Austin water, but to the special interests that make all the money off administrating and running it for the city. So it's one of the biggest scams. It's like toll roads taking over the roads, jacking up the prices, all the rest of it. It's been well documented. And so you have a giant screw job against everybody taking over the water, messing with it. I've had a lot of water experts, a lot of water managers on the show. 2 years ago, I was up in the great town of Hot Springs, Arkansas, where I vacationed off and on since I was a child, staying at the Arlington Hotel, and they had a big city convention for wastewater treatment engineers from all over the U.S. And I got mobbed, I talked about this at the time, by listeners who were engineers and water treatment workers, but it was mainly the bosses saying, you're totally right. And I talked to folks right there from Arkansas because the big issue that year was they'd passed a state law saying you must fluoridate because all these towns were pulling it out. And I sat there constantly. I mean, I couldn't be left alone by them, which is fine. Talking to these wastewater managers saying, listen, the water here, we sit on top of the giant, you know, Ozarks aquifers. It's totally crystal clear, totally delicious, some of the best water in the world. They bottle it and sell it around the planet. Everybody knows that. Some of the best water in the world. I mean, you talk millions of year old water under these volcanoes. That's what the Ozarks are. It's a bunch of extinct volcanoes. And we take it and we put chlorine and fluoride and all these other chemicals into it. It's crazy. And I had one guy tell me from a small town, he goes, listen, my kids drink that water. He goes, we take that stuff and we dump it down an old cemented well so it doesn't get into the well water. We do not put it into the water supply. So that's also what's going on quietly. And when the yearly test comes through with the feds or whatever, they sit there and jack with the studies. So there's also a secret revolution going on at water treatment plants where they're actually just trying to get rid of the toxic waste and not dumping it in the water. So it's just amazing that this is happening. And then it turns into, I mean, we hear about chemical spills, algae blooms, in West Virginia, in Tennessee, in Ohio, in California, constantly because these water systems are so complex and because there's so much toxic waste and runoff getting into the water. I mean, it's a nightmare situation. And in many areas, they don't have enough water, so they are having to heavily treat runoff and things and having to treat sewage, toilet to tap, where they take the sewage and then process it and take the water out in many areas of California, Arizona, New Mexico, and then you drink that. So it's a complex issue that I've tried to study, and I don't even fully understand. But let me tell you, you think the governor wants people telling him to resign? You think they really have the water system breaking down and we're directing the river in for people to drink and then try to treat that because they want to hurt people? The truth is they're a bunch of dumb politicians that follow orders and don't even run the state of Michigan that's being looted and being totally controlled. And so this is a great example of political correctness that I'm going to be this week really getting into the history of and going over where it comes from in the Soviet Union, what it's designed to do. That's what the word correct politique basically comes out of the communist system. And it's a victory over all of these poor people, us included, that have no idea what's happening. Michael Moore should be talking about the multinational companies that have come in and taken over our water treatment systems. Michael Moore should be talking about all the things that are being put in the water and the radioactive isotopes. But instead, he says, this is a racial killing. Flint, Michigan is 60% black. When you knowingly poison a black city, you're committing a version of genocide. And they're saying that they put this river water in that they know the acidity of will leach stuff out of pipes. Do you have any idea what's in pipes that have had treated water for 60 years going through it? The fluoride, the heavy metals, the radioactive isotopes. You can go to any major municipal water facility and stick a Geiger counter or a field meter up to it. We've done this. It's been on national news. And it just 10, 15, 20 times the radioactivity it should be. Just type in radioactivity and water supplies, and you'll get local reports from all over the country. But there's no discussion about that. So, yes, pumping river water through those filthy pipes is poisonous. But what were they supposed to do when there's no water? You're already getting poison water. It's all a big joke, covered up by cries of racism.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
is not a natural disaster.
Right.
This is not a mistake. They hid this from the federal government. And in doing so, they knew that the people here did not have the political power to do anything about it.
The people of Flint have been betrayed. They assumed they could drink the water, bathe in the water, wash in the water, and have clean air. And it seemed to be a man-made disaster. If it's a man-made disaster, there are legal and political consequences to that.
Absolutely, and I'm sure your foundation will end up getting some money, Jesse Jackson. No discussion of why we're run by multinational foreign companies. No discussion why the Great Lakes are being sucked dry by giant Chinese water ships that then take it back to China. No discussion about how they're trying to put water meters on people's wells in Michigan, but letting all these big multinational companies take all the water they want. Same thing in California. Same thing in places like the Ozarks in Arkansas. Because the people don't know how the world works. They're not organized, and they're all busy fighting with each other. I mean, every couple weeks, there's a new water crisis. And when it's in rural, white West Virginia, you don't hear it's because it's racist. Or when a giant coal slurry breaks and drowns a bunch of people, you don't hear it because it's racist. That's what happens in an industrialized world. Whole rivers catch on fire in China. Factories blow up and kill thousands of people. Do you hear it's because racism did it? No, it's because it's a communist dictatorship that cares less about human life. And America is rotting. And everywhere the Democrats run things, like Flint, Michigan, and Detroit, and Chicago, and New York, and D.C., you got the rich part of town that's little bitty, and then the big, giant, sprawling. I mean, you look at areas in Philadelphia a few years ago when I was there, it looks worse than any third world country I've ever seen. And I've been in Honduras. I've been in Guatemala. And let me tell you, there's some of the worst in Latin America, and it's nothing compared to some of these U.S. cities. And it's just, again, everything becomes racism. Melissa Harris Perry is out talking about Trump and Cruz saying, we're getting run over by China and others like we're amateurs. You know, like Obama sits there and negotiates like a child. Well, that's a standard assault on someone that's doing a bad job, is to say they're an idiot, they act like a child. But see, she says, oh, that's calling a black man a boy. And I guess with that, you could claim in some alternate universe, maybe a 1%. But what about Paul Ryan's a really hard worker, and the Democrats really need him. Now, you be quiet. That's taken away from black slaves that were hard workers and say that, oh, this white guy's such a hard worker. See how she attaches. Because that's a pretty cloud. Oh, you like it because it's white, don't you? Well, no. And it's to create total mental illness. Total mental illness. And then she goes on the TV. She didn't even say what they actually said, saying he's a child. He acts like a child. She just said, did you hear him? Coming up, the Republicans called Obama a boy. The clip's up on Infowars.com. Everybody's like, a boy? Oh, my gosh. Because everybody's seen Roots. Yeah, and I've had the author of Roots on. Was the author of Color Purple? It's a listener. I don't know anymore. I'm losing my mind. I know what political correctness is, and I'm going to do a special video this week showing the history of it, the documents. I did a Facebook mention before the show today just going over it. But it is an admitted communist system of balkanization, of deindustrialization, of turning people into gibbering idiots who don't know how to be competent at business or social skills or anything. They're just experts at being offended and experts at hating language. It's the opposite of liberalism, the opposite of Renaissance. It is a curse. And the poor people of Flint, NAFTA and GATT passed bipartisanly, is the biggest reason your infrastructure is collapsing. There's not as many people, what, maybe 20% of the people that were there 30 years ago? So you got this big, giant, jalopy, complex water system with all the government regulations. It's falling apart. It breaks. There's no money. You start getting the river water and filtering it. There's a bunch of complaining about that. I mean, what are you going to do? It's all collapsing. It's what you wanted. The unions wanted NAFTA and GATT.
The empire's on the run.
You wanted Obamacare.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You want death panels. You want open borders. You want fluoride.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. We're now 33 minutes and 30 seconds into this global worldwide broadcast. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars Nightly News reporter and co-host of this show, is with us for this segment. Then Jakari Jackson pops in the next 2 segments to get into a really important report that's up on InfoWars.com. It's confirmed Libya was invaded to prevent Pan-African currency. State Department email reveals Gaddafi had $7 billion in gold and silver for the purpose. He tried to work with the West, brought in Western companies. They set him up. So regardless of what you think about Muammar Gaddafi, this is really evil thing to do. Then they put Al-Qaeda in after that. Jakari's coming up. By the way, Leanne McAdoo and David Knight tomorrow are being deployed to Flint, Michigan. This circus has gotten too big. They're going to be up there really educating the folks about how everybody's being poisoned in the water. Everybody. I mean, they don't just put hydrofluorosilicic acid or fluoride in. They take toxic waste from different U.S. plants, Chinese plants, and upwards of 300-plus chemicals are added. And then people wonder why it's so toxic. It's crazy. It's on even local newscasts admit this. Even the famous dentist that helped get Canada fluoridated 30-something years ago has come out in the last decade and said, I thought we were putting calcium fluoride in that you do need a little bit of. In fact, I've gone before, you know, bought, before we were actually producing it ourselves, high-quality nutraceuticals, these big, you know, mass mineral systems at Whole Foods, and you would see in there that it would say calcium fluoride, a very small amount. And I brought that to my dad, who's a chemist, also a physician, and he said, no, son, you need a little bit of calcium fluoride. And, of course, I knew that 20 years ago. It was still just interesting to see it on the insert. So, again, they really deceive people because Leanne's gone out and done reports where she talks to Austinites, and 9 out of 10 say ban hydro, you know, fluorosilicic, well, sure. I mean, they won't ban hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is obviously fluoride, but they want to get rid of dihydrogen monoxide because it sounds scary, and that, of course, is water. So we're going to Leanne here in just a moment. First off, folks, we have a huge special running today. I was going to have another special on Liver Shield that's been sold out for months, but it's not going to be here until next week. But regardless, we're doing another special that's just as good, and your purchases make this whole broadcast possible. That's Survival Shield X2, the True Nascent Iodine, and Super Male Vitality or Super Female Vitality, 15% off this week only. And Super Female Vitality was sold out for months. It's now back in stock. And, folks, go read the 4.8 reviews on Survival Shield X2. Nobody else has got that. Go read the almost 5-star reviews on Super Male Vitality. And know that regardless your purchase funds the operation, but these really are amazing products that have changed my life and so many others. Go read the reviews. Go read about the information, the research behind it. Find out why these are so special. Again, for this week only, get Survival Shield X2 and Super Male Vitality, 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. These are the two most essential products from InfoWars Life that I recommend and use daily. Both X2 and Super Male Vitality have thousands of 5-star reviews, and over 90 of the reviewers say they would recommend these products to a friend. Now is the time to stock up on X2 and Super Male Vitality at InfoWars Life for 15% off. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Also, the all-new ProPure shower filter has arrived. The ProMax 4-stage shower filter has super fast flow rate. The ProPure is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I should add exclusively in a limited first run. ProMax reduces or removes over 200 contaminants from shower water, including heavy metals, VOCs, pesticides, fluorides, chlorine, pharmaceuticals, and odors. ProMax is made from BPA-free plastic, is easy to install, and has a filtration capacity up to 9 months. We looked at hundreds of different shower filters, and this is the best we could find for the lowest price. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the new ProMax shower filter today, 10% off of promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, getting into this Flint crisis with the usual suspects of Obama, Hillary, Michael Moore, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, running around saying this is racism because Flint's 60% black. You can print up a stack last year of white areas that have deadly, predominantly white areas in rural West Virginia, you name it. Deadly algae, killing people. They can't get rid of it for a year. Deadly. What about the EPA blowing up dams and flooding stuff with cyanide? I mean, look, the government's out of control. Rivers set on fire in China every week. Black smog everywhere. Poison. That's Chinese screwing over Chinese. It's a corrupt, breaking down system. And they add hundreds of chemicals in what they call fluoride waste from heavy metal plants, from aluminum smelting plants, and from fertilizer production plants. And they take the toxic waste and they call it lawn fertilizer, or they call it fluoride. That's the big scandal. And they put toxic waste, industrial waste, in the water. At the end of World War II, they had just incredible amounts of toxic waste left over from nuclear weapons, uranium purification.
There's whole films and books. We've had the experts on. Remember, they flooded whole parts of Tennessee. Thousands died, black, white. You know, it was terrible because they were just dumping the toxic waste in the rivers. They said, wait, we'll just call it fluoride and put it in the water. It reduces fertility. It dumbs people down. The physical IQ is dropped. Just Google. Harvard admits fluoride causing IQ reductions in cancer. You got the government saying take half of it out of the water from 1.3 to what, 7 parts per million or 0.7. We have to do this, folks. There's the Harvard study, impact on fluoride neurological development in children. 20 plus studies in that one alone. So I'm ranting here because it is so frustrating to have won the info war and have all the major, when I say all, they had almost every FDA and EPA toxicologists and scientists in 2000 write a letter to their bosses. I mean, it was literally 99% of them saying, would their union take this out of the water? They did it again 3 years ago. I've had Dr. Conant that worked with him, the head of his university department in toxicology, a doctorate in toxicology. He comes to Austin. The mayor laughed at him in his speech. Oh, here's the Harvard studies. Here's our studies. Ha, 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 ha. It's so funny. They're poisoning all of us. They write the book Ecoscience admitting they're doing this to all of us. And their answer is to look us straight in the face and say racism. Because now these complex water plants, that's the thing, they do boondoggles with all this complex water filtration, even on good spring water, even on aquifer water in many cities. And then they dump poison in it after. Now, you think about that, but it's so much easier just to say, we're getting screwed over. Listen, I agree. I think running water is great. I think having local systems running is wonderful. But whatever happened to filtering your own water? Whatever happened to people hauling water up from the well? Of course we're slaves. We're being supplied water by government, and now multinationals came in, bought it out, and control it. Leanne McAdoo has put together a powerful 6-minute report today that was going to be airing on the nightly news tonight, and it still will. We're going to be premiering that here, but it'll also be on with more tonight. Then she's going to Flint, Michigan this evening or tomorrow morning, as soon as we get a flight, to cover all of this with David Knight. Leanne McAdoo, you've heard my rant about this. What's your view on it before we go to your report?
Well, that's what I think is really important for a lot of people to understand, is that you basically have these mad scientists there at the water supply. They are kind of working with these different tinctures, and they're saying, oh, well, that's corrosive, so let's add this agent to it. And oh, well, that's going to cause cancer when you mix those two compounds together. That's pretty much what happened in Sacramento when they, for over a year, they knew that they were mixing this agent. Once they put this coagulant into the water to kind of bring down those toxins that were in the river water they were pulling in, it created a cancer-causing compound. And they knew it. It was causing miscarriages, things like that. But they just let it go on for a year. Same type of thing that's happening here in Flint, Michigan. They were messing around with some different compounds to try and take out this notorious toxic river water. So they were mixing different things, and it created, it just caused a huge problem, and they weren't adding an anti-corrosive agent into it. So it starts eroding all of these old lead pipes, eroding the iron water mains, and it's all going, and the whole time.
But beyond that, and the buildup from the old water treatment facility that was adding fluoride in, now that's all built up. It's kind of like a water filter in your house. If you let it go too long, suddenly your water tastes horrible. It starts sloughing all the toxins, and it's 20 times worse. So here's the takeaway. There is genocide going on against humanity by what they add to the water, but then when it really starts getting bad, then it becomes a big example, and people claim it's racism, when all it is the precedent set to send poison to us through the water systems, and then it all becomes a distraction that our water is purposely poisoned because now they make it about racism.
Exactly. It's about racism, classism. So, of course, that's why Hillary Clinton jumped on this, because this could be a political power point for her. And they're completely ignoring the fact that in Sacramento, or now Stockton, they're planning on using that same agent that was cancer-causing. Why wasn't anyone outraged about that? They're only outraged about this because they can point racism. And like I point out in my report, just like with the scandal there with the militarization of the police and police brutality, rather than allowing us to all come together and fight that, they want to make it a race thing, and they're doing the same thing with the water. Meanwhile, this is happening all over the country.
And again, I'm going to have to skip this network, Brett, because I'm going to play your full report and then come back with Jakari. So we've got a few minutes left here. Get into the fact, and of course, we're going to do even more reports. This has happened all over the country in areas that are 60-70% white as well. We should all come together and say, stop it with the water. Citizens should get together and go test the water. Like folks used to do with the nuclear power plants, and they kept catching it being radioactive. We sent Jakari out a few years ago when we knew the radiation levels were up on the West Coast. He found some areas 15 to 20 times regular background radiation with two certified field meters and a Geiger counter, and the media went, oh, you're not radiologists, you don't know. The Army went out to where we went and said, no, it was true, and a big investigation started.
Right.
So I mean, people were catching fish that were 25 times the radiation level. And then later it came out, okay, we covered up the tuna, it's got high radiation. Mm-hmm. See, Jakari went and did that. And again, that's his job as a journalist. Where were all the other journalists? You see? So were they dumping nuclear reactors in the 60s and 70s off the West Coast because they don't like black people? It's because the globalists are crazy. They hate everybody. Why did they build 10-plus reactors on fault lines and tsunami lines in Japan? Why did the Japanese government do it? Because they're anti-Japanese. They're anti-human, folks. It's crazy. And so it's a good thing people are upset about their water, but I want you to go educate them. I want you guys to print up today, like Harvard studies, and go, what about the fluoride? This is what builds up in your pipes. This is why it's really bad.
Well, and that's the other thing, is that they had a lot of activists this last year, I guess around April, trying to fight to get the fluoride taken out of the water. So here, the state, the government, they could afford to continue fluoridating the water, but they wouldn't pay $100 a day for this anti-corrosive agent that was now eating all the lead out of the old pipes. So they keep on fluoridating, but
here's the bottom line. Mass industrial water treatment is a giant scam, a big boondoggle, and it's ripping people off. It isn't protecting the people. It's a scam. You've got to filter your own water. I'm all about mass distribution of water. But again, in Austin, Texas, we have totally clean water. There's no reason to treat it. They still do it. They got to treat the sewage before they put it back into the lakes. That's surface water. And then it filters through the sediment back into the aquifer. The world, the planet knows how to filter water, not these globalists. But again, they want the money off of it. Leanne, here's your report.
President Obama has declared a federal emergency for Flint, Michigan, after a devastating man-made disaster was created by the state, leaving hundreds of thousands of residents there with contaminated drinking water. Now, all of this happened about 2 years ago when the city decided to switch the water supply from Detroit to the Flint River, which is a tributary that runs through the town, and it's notorious to its residents for its filth. Now, immediately following this switch, the residents were complaining about the taste, the odor, the appearance of the water, but state officials kept reassuring them the water was completely safe to drink and that there was nothing to worry about. But now we know that that was a dangerous lie. Researchers from Virginia Tech found that the water coming from the Flint River was 19 times more corrosive than the water coming from Detroit, but they weren't treating it with an anti-corrosive agent. More than half of the homes have pipelines made of lead, which means this corrosive water was now leaching the lead out of the pipes, and it was going into these people's homes for more than 18 months. Little segue here. This anti-corrosive agent would have cost the city about $100 a day. But instead, I guess they were able to find countless dollars to fluoridate the people's water. So to them, allegedly stopping cavities is more important than stopping brain damage. So 18 months later, in the fall of last year, researchers discovered that the amount of children with above average lead levels in their blood had doubled. Now, there is no safe level of lead in blood, but lead poisoning causes brain damage and other neurological health issues, and it's particularly damaging to developing children as well as fetuses. Now, the city said that they switched the water back to Detroit in October, but it was too late. The damage was already done, and there is no telling how long these pipes are going to continue to leak lead. Now, the Washington Post does a really good job at breaking down visually just how high above normal Flint's lead levels really were. So the EPA considers 5 parts per billion to be safe. But 90% of the homes in Flint were reporting 27 parts per billion. 10% of the homes in the sample had lead levels much higher than this. The highest reading registered 13,000 parts per billion. The EPA considers water to be toxic waste level at 5,000 parts per billion. So parents haven't even really seen the long-term effects of what this lead poisoning is going to be doing to them, all because a state-appointed manager wanted to save money. They lied to residents for 2 years, told them the drinking water was completely safe, all they needed to do was just boil the water, and of course now these kids who have been poisoned are going to have to be supported for decades. And this researcher, she's a Flint area pediatrician, Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha, and she was actually studying the lead levels in some of Flint's children, and she was the one who actually forced the state to acknowledge this lead problem. But the city tried to discredit her research, taking water samples of their own, saying everything was completely fine, but of course she was able to prove that that wasn't true, and now she's saying that all of the city's children under 6 should be treated as exposed. So that's almost 7,000 children there who are being affected by this. Now Michael Moore, of course, he's there in Flint. He's calling it a crime scene. He's accusing government leaders of intentionally poisoning thousands of people. And he is pinning the government's decision, of course, on race and poverty, saying that this never would have happened in more affluent neighborhoods. And this is actually the exact same thing that Hillary Clinton said at the end of the Democratic debate in her closing comments, that this was about race. This is about poverty. And, of course, you know, this could be the case here in Michigan, but just like the issue of police brutality, they are now trying to divide this and make this a race class thing. But this, it has nothing to do with that. Just take a look at Sacramento. The city admitted to secretly testing a cancer-causing agent at its main water treatment plant in order to cut costs. The substances that were forming in the city's drinking water could cause cancer, birth defects, and even miscarriages. Red flags went up almost immediately for this, but here again, state officials completely ignored that, and instead they expanded this water treatment program, even though they knew that there was some issues there with it. And I've reported on residents in St. Louis who were told directly by the EPA to not worry about the nuclear material that was leaking out of this landfill. They said that these radioactive materials that were leaching into the groundwater were heading in an opposite direction from the city. Meanwhile, the residents had to point out to the EPA that this is the exact part of the underground water where they get their drinking water from. So it's going to be a huge problem in the future. And, you know, let's not forget about the EPA, who destroyed an entire ecosystem there at the Animas River. And a lot of residents said that the EPA knew that this would happen if they tried to clean up the mine in such a way. Some people went as far as accusing the EPA of doing this on purpose with the intention of being able to set up a Superfund site there. And, of course, city officials all across the country actually pay big bucks to treat the city's water with fluoride. And no, it's not the natural fluoride that is created in the environment. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is a waste byproduct from phosphate fertilizer plants. So this has nothing to do with race or class. This is disgusting negligence of a system that wants to cut corners and doesn't care about the long-term devastating effects on your health. It's just more proof that you cannot trust the state to take care of you, look after your best interests, and the only thing that you can do that's truly safe and effective is filtering your own water.
Absolutely incredible job to Leanne and the crew that shot that report. What a public service announcement. The headline on that should be, plan to protect Flint's water discovered. And everybody should be filtering their own water. Ladies and gentlemen, the White House science czar, in fact, it's in Anthony's office because I was doing a report on it last week in there. Will somebody run me EcoScience, please? It's by the refrigerator, the mini fridge. I think it's on top of it. Or I keep my eyes peeled yet. Folks, they said they put fluoride in the water to lower our IQ and hurt our fertility. But see, now they don't care about us so bad, they just give us really bad poison where it's killing people. Doesn't kill you 20 years later now or 30 years, it kills you a year later. And that's the whole attitude. So I agree. You know what? The governor should resign. And then the people above him that wrote books about poisoning us, they should be tried for murder and genocide. You know what? I actually agree with Michael Moore. This is genocide. The more I think about it, because that's what it is. Man, I'm angry. You read EcoScience. It's free online. Textbook for the government. PhD level. Read it. Go just type in EcoScience, fluoride in the water to control population. In fact, I want David Knight to take this and literally shove it in Michael Moore's face and show Michael Moore's armed bodyguards. Show that too.
These people are hypocrites, man. I cannot take it anymore. I'm telling you, I'm tired of them. You know how angry it makes me they're poisoning the water? And they turn into some race deal? It is. It's a human race. We're all being attacked by the globalists that are psychos. So it is a racism issue. It's a tiny group of psychos that love poisoning us, dumbing us down, and making us pay for it against everybody else. They want us to all fight with each other so that tiny group can control us, and I'm done with it. Now, speaking of tiny groups controlling us and attacking us, we knew this back at the time. We knew they were mad at Gaddafi spending tens of billions every decade of his oil money when oil prices were high to do work projects, water treatment, mining operations, roads, you name it, tapping aquifers so people got good water, building infrastructure all over Africa. I mean, he's just a hero there. And so they set him up, took him out, put Al-Qaeda in, now it's a failed state. And now we have the emails proving that they did not want him to use his 143 tons of gold. Jakari Jackson filed a report for the radio today on this, and he's really dug into this. So, Jakari, to me, this is just smoking gun, but you won't see this on the news.
Yeah, just like you said, regardless of what you think about Gaddafi, you know, they take the guy out, they put Al-Qaeda in, and it's a failed state now. Is it really better off than it was when Gaddafi was in charge? But we see this article from Kurt Nemo today, and it has declassified emails sent on April 2nd, 2011, to then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, reveals the invasion of Libya was launched to prevent Muammar Gaddafi from establishing a pan-African currency based on Libya's gold. And it says they have he has 143 tons of gold, and that's about $7 billion, as well as silver. So we see, Alex, he's trying to get away from the French franc, and goes on to report that Sarkozy, who was president of France at the time, wasn't very happy about this. They didn't want him to get on his own currency and be pretty much self-sufficient. As you say, he's trying to improve the area in the ways that he can. Of course, you know, he's done some bad things in the past, but he's trying to move Africa, Libya, into a better area. And he's encouraging other places in Africa, as well as the Middle East, to abandon the French franc and get on his system of the gold-based currency.
Exactly, because if you have control of the currency, you can do anything you want. They can start trading amongst the African countries and build themselves up, because any IMF or World Bank money they get has to be spent where the IMF and World Bank says, and that's always to boondoggles to their own companies. These multinationals give Western tax money to themselves, not to Africa, not to Asia, not to Latin America. It's done as political control. Gaddafi was breaking that control. Saddam was going to a gold standard and trying to create a pan-Arab currency. That has also been declassified as the main reason they took him out. I mean, this is about global government.
Oh, yeah, it's complete control, because he has large shares of oil out there. They said he is going to move away from a U.S. currency to his own gold currency. And like you said, when we got off our gold currency here in the United States, well, that's when things really went off the rails. He recognizes this. He tries to change it, and everybody says, no, 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 you're going to stay on this currency, and then eventually led to attack that we all know here today.
And the worst part is, yeah, he fought back militarily against things he saw that were wrong in the 70s and 80s, and I'm not defending it. But you can see both sides. But he came in for 8 years to the West, made deals, signed treaties, followed everything, let the U.S., let France, let Europe in, let them build hotels, let them have infrastructure, paid them handsomely, invested his money in Goldman Sachs, did what he was told, said, but I want to build up Africa. He met with Obama. He met with Sarkozy. He thought they were his friends. He was shocked when they double-crossed him. And he kept saying, why are you bringing Al-Qaeda in? They're going to kill all the blacks. They're racist. Mm-hmm. He said, they're going to bring extremists in and invade Europe. And they came and killed him.
Yep.
I mean, that is so dastardly. I mean, I got to say it. Gaddafi, compared to our leaders, actually was a good guy. I'm not saying he was a good guy, but, you know, at least in his older age, he lived in a tent, folks. They showed his palace. It looked like something that a, you know, South Austin billionaire would, you know, have. It was not very fancy. Little 10-foot wall around it. Kind of looked like Louis Farrakhan's compound or something. It was not big. I mean, he was literally spending hundreds of billions of dollars on the people. He was really, really, talk about Bernie Sanders socialism, he was delivering it all.
Yeah.
And it's just unprecedented, simply amazing. Jakari, I want to talk more about this back in 70 seconds. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.